Welcome to the Adopting and Fostering Home podcast. Whether your family has been on this journey for years or you're just getting started, we're here to support and encourage you along the way. And now your hosts, Lynette Ezell and Tara Melber.
Lynette, one of the key premises in the Experiencing God Bible study by Henry Blackaby is that God is always at work around us. Through a relationship with him, he invites us to join in his work. And today's guest has experienced God in just this way.
Yeah, she sure has. Today we are welcoming Tasha Whitner. And Tasha and her husband, Doug, they're the founders of a really unique ministry called Waymark. As a former teacher, a CPS caseworker, and a children's ministry leader, Tasha brings great perspective to the needs of foster children. And what I love about her is that her desire is to share the hope of Jesus while equipping foster youth for life. So, Tasha, thanks for joining us today. We're so thankful for your time and your willingness to share your story.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You know, we want to hear all about Waymark, and we want to hear all that's going. It's just amazing reading through your website and seeing the videos. But before we jump into that, I want you to share with our listeners how a desire, because Tara and I have just talked and talked about this, but how a desire, a leading by the Holy Spirit, that tugging at your heart won't go away until you do something. How does that give birth to a ministry as big as Waymark?
Well, I'll tell you, I was on staff at First Baptist Woodstock in the elementary ministry. I'd been there for a good while, and went to a children's pastors conference. And it was at that conference that I heard the founders of Royal Family Kids Camps speak, and that's Wayne and Diane Tesh. Mm-hmm. And this was all new to me. Like, I didn't know anything about the world of foster care. I knew nothing about these kids. I really didn't. I'd been pretty sheltered growing up. And so as soon as I heard, I was like, Lord, I've got to get involved. And Royal Family Kids Camp, just an incredible ministry. So I was like, Lord, I'm ready. Like, we've got to do something, because this is just not okay what was happening. But I was young at the time. And so the Lord was like, not yet. So I was like, okay, all right. So kind of put it to the side for a little bit. It was still, of course, a burden in my heart. And so, a few years later, God called me to work at DFACS. So I served there as a CPS caseworker for a short while, and I believe he called me there, and then I believe he called me out. It was a really good experience, and then I was able to see kind of the inner workings of the system, mm-hmm. and it gave me some really great insight.
Oh, it had to have. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. And so I went back to work again at First Baptist Woodstock, and it was almost to the day, about 10 years after I heard Wayne and Diane Tesh speak, that the Lord was like, it's really one of the most clear things I can remember was, it's time. It's time to start a Royal Family Kids Camp. And I was like, all right, well, let's go. So so I went to our pastor, you know, Pastor Johnny Hunt, and he was just like, let's do this. Let's send you to training. Let's go. So he was incredibly supportive in the whole process. And so I went to training, and we started our first camp in 2008.
That's incredible, Tasha. You know what I find really astounding about that is that the Lord placed a seed in your heart.
That's right.
10 years
mm-hmm.
prior.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he began intricately weaving things in and out of your life to get you to 10 years later hearing someone speak, and you knew at that moment, okay, the Holy Spirit put the seed in my life this long ago, and now he's given me the go-ahead to start what and to give you the idea of what to do next. I love that.
Yeah, because I think sometimes we, like the time you spend at DFACS, mm-hmm. and that's not, I mean, I can't think of a more difficult job,
right.
a more difficult
mm-hmm.
calling. But, you know, you had to have thought, Lord, how's all this coming together? And then right. he puts all those pieces together.
He does.
It is really incredible. So after you started, why don't you explain, first of all, what is Royal Family Kids Camp? Many of our listeners may not know.
Right. So Royal Family Kids Camp, it is a overnight, week-long camp for kids who are in foster care ages 6 to 12. And, you know, you do the things that you typically think of when you think of summer camp. You know, you go fishing and hiking and swimming and all of those things. But it's specialized for these kids, tailored just for kids who have experienced abuse. And so it's the ratio is two campers for every we call them big campers, but they're our
counselors. That's awesome.
Because it's not their job to counsel. They have enough counselors in their life. They just need somebody to go and have fun, pour the love of Christ into them. So we do that, and we do a so different like special events. So we do a princess ball. So our girls get dressed up in these beautiful formals and walk the runway, and they hear about how precious and how special they are and how valuable they are. And so we do that. And the boys, we've done different things for them. I think we have a biker group coming in this year, but we've done obstacle course, you know, karate, all of those things, you know, that are, you know, boy things. And so building up their confidence and all of that. And then we do a variety show. So these kids, it's really, really neat. These kids that come off of the bus, those who don't know us yet, those who know us, of course, are like, hey, I'm just so happy to see us. But those who don't know us, they don't know if they can trust us. So
that's
they don't
right.
know what to expect. And so, but by the time Thursday rolls around, these kids are up on stage and they're dancing and they're singing and it's just, it's beautiful to watch them, those walls be broken down.
Yeah, because trust, absolutely. Trust has mm-hmm. to be, when I was reading about the Royal Kids Camps online and trying to wrap my head around that, trust has to be a major hurdle for these kids to go to camp away from their foster families and just trust all these strangers.
Oh my goodness, it's so huge. So a lot of camp is just spent building that trust, and it's communicating the truth that you are so deeply loved and valued, and God has a purpose and plan for your life. I mean, that's the core of what we do, you know, who they are in Christ. And most of them, majority of them, have never heard that message. You know, a lot of them have never, you know, received a Bible. You know, and so there's so many firsts this week for these kids and their birthday parties. I can't tell you how many kids have come up to me and told me that they've never had their birthday celebrated. It was just so special to them. And so we celebrate. We're just like, this may not be your actual birthday, but we're celebrating that God, the God of the universe, created you. He knew you before you were born.
That's right.
You are precious and you are special. And so, so it's really just an absolutely incredible week. And we give them, you know, photo albums, because a lot of them don't have pictures from their childhood. They get mail every day with chapel time, of course, you know, the Bible stories, all of that. So it's an absolutely incredible week with these kids.
So the Lord used Royal Kids Camp to really move you forward in Waymark. And so Waymark was launched in 2010. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so what's behind the name Waymark?
Okay, so I'll need to back up a little, because we started out as Kids Cubed. So we just rebranded last year. So when we started, we knew we wanted to equip these kids with the skills and support necessary for success. And so that's where Kids Cubed came from. And so that's where, you know, my husband and I, you know, we founded it as Kids Cubed. So we feel like 10 years later, almost 11 years later, we really want to, from that very first camp, we really wanted the name to reflect the population that we're serving. I'm jumping forward a little bit just by explaining the name, but we don't just serve kids anymore. At the beginning we did, but now we're serving young adults and those who are aging out of the system. So we really wanted the name to reflect that. And also, it really is a great a description of what we do. So it evokes progress. It's a point from which we find direction, resources, a path forward. You know, we want to walk hand in hand with these precious, you know, giving them the guidance and tools, you know, that they need along the way. And there's a verse in the Bible, not a super well-known verse, at least it wasn't to me, but it's Jeremiah 31:21. It says, set up road signs, put up guideposts, take note of the highway, the road that you take. So that's it right there. And that's why we became Waymark last year.
So after you had launched or been a part of Royal Family Kids Camp, and then you launched Waymark initially as Kids Cubed, tell us what kinds of things that you do through this ministry.
Okay. So I'll tell a little bit about why we started. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Nonprofit. Okay. So after that first year of Royal Family, we, you know, you met these kids and you're like, we can't stop at 12. Like, we can't just say, see you later, have a nice life. When right. you meet them, get to know them, and you understand the need for that consistency in their life and statistics. So I don't know if y'all are familiar with, I'm sure you are, statistics for kids in foster care. One in particular that jumps out to me is that 74% of the prison inmates are former mm-hmm. foster children. And then, and this one I know is fresh on everybody's mind as far as human trafficking. 60 to 80% of those involved in human trafficking are currently or were once part of the foster care system.
Right.
You know, and you, of course, you see the statistics with the homelessness and the, unemployed and all of that. So, you know, you see these statistics and you're like, we've got to get involved in on a deeper level. And so in order to do that, we had to start a nonprofit. And that you're talking about the faith part of that, the walk, that was such a faith journey. Like, Lord, I don't know what this looks like.
Yeah.
I know this ministry here that I'm involved in. I don't know this. I don't know what this looks like. I have no idea, but I knew it's never been so clear as to the fact that God was calling us to do that. And so it was just that step of faith. Okay, Lord, you've called Doug and I to start this nonprofit. We're just going to do it. And he has been so faithful along the way to provide in every way, shape, and form. And it has not, like you said, challenging. Yes, it has been one of the hardest things I've ever done, but the best thing I've ever done. Because when you walk that journey and trust the Lord and watch him do what only he can do,
that's right.
It's absolutely unbelievable. But, so as far as what we do, I'll tell you what our mission is. It's to give hope to youth in foster care by forming personal connections and an understanding that God has a plan and purpose for their lives through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's who we are. And we do that through the Royal Family Kids Camp and then our Journey Weekends camps. And then we have our Extreme Journey Saturdays, and then Community for Youth is our mentoring program. So I'll tell you more about that in just a second. But our vision ultimately is to help youth in foster care successfully transition to adulthood by creating the structure and space for caring volunteers to provide skills, support, and critical relationships. So that's kind of in a nutshell what we do.
Well, can you tell us, what is Journey Weekend?
Yes. So Journey Weekends, that is, it was formerly called Extreme Life. So when we rebranded, we changed the names of our programs as well. A few of them, not Royal Family Kids Camp, but our Journey Weekends used to be Extreme Life. So those are weekend camps. And we go to North Georgia, and it's, again, the whole foundation of you're loved and you're valued and God has a purpose and plan for your life. But we do high and low ropes courses. We have chapel time. We have a round table talks where we sit around and talk about things that they want to talk about, because so many times they're not heard. Nobody asks them, like, what do you think about this? Or what do you want to know about? Like, what do you want to talk about? So that's what we do. And I'm consistently blown away by their transparency to talk about things. And so that's a really special time for us. But we do fishing. The boys play a ton of football. They love that. All these kids, I know, I'm telling you, they want to do it all the time, because think about it. A lot of them are group homes at this point. Most of them are in group homes at this point in their life. And they don't have this huge space, this huge astroturf field, which is what we have out there, to go just play football and just hang out with, you know, with these godly men and these godly women that are just pouring into them all weekend. So these kids don't have that opportunity. And so they love it. They absolutely love it, being outdoors in a fresh air. They play basketball, you name it, we do it out there. So we actually had our older kids, our 16 and 17 year old boys, they went on a camping trip. So for part of the time, they actually went away and did something, you know, kind of more intimate time, special time with them. So that was really neat. And the girls, we had like a special spa time for them. So we really just try to make it special. And again, just pouring into them, you know, the love of Christ. That's really what we do on those weekends.
So Tasha, would you say that, like, on Journey Weekends, one of the most important things you do is just to build relationship with these kids?
Oh my goodness. Yes. That's the key to what we do.
Yeah. Cause it seems like everything you're doing is just pointing toward everything. Relationship, not entertaining or just, mm-hmm. you know, giving them something else to attend, but you're really going after the mm-hmm. heart. And like you said, character building, conflict resolution, learning mm-hmm. to team build.
Mm-hmm. That's truly what it's all about. It's all about those relationships. Many times we're the only ones who are consistent in their life. If you think about it, their foster parent changes, their caseworker changes,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
Everything in their life changes. And many times we're the only ones who are consistent, and we're very, very intentional about those relationships. And it's not just with us, you know, it's not just with, you know, the adults, but it's also with other kids, because a lot of them feel like they're alone. They're like, I'm alone in this journey. But when they realize they're not, they're like, oh my goodness, you've been through what I've been through. Mm-hmm. It's huge for them. And most importantly, pointing them to a relationship with Christ. I mean, obviously, that's the heart of what we do. So it is everything that we do. It is all about relationship.
Because when they leave the foster system, they have to know how to recognize, mm-hmm. you know, a safe relationship and how to build meaningful relationships. I mean, that's hard for all of us when we leave home, but especially if that's never been, you know, championed in your life or fleshed out before you, it's really difficult.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree completely. And with our extreme journeys, those are our for 14 to 18 year olds on Saturdays. And that really is giving a lot of those practical like life and job skills. And so relationships, that's a part of that. And communication is a huge part of that. You know, financial management, setting goals, work study skills, interviewing, resume writing, college and career planning, all of those things. It's really just giving them the support and the tools they need so they can be prepared for independence when they age out of the system. We're looking at restructuring it to the latter part of this year or first part of 2020. And we're going to, I believe, adopt some group homes and take this curriculum to them. So we'll still have our quarterly events where we all come together and celebrate and learn, you know, a specific type of skills and that, you know, all of that. But we're also going to take it to them, because a lot of time our challenge is just the transportation, is getting kids to our events, especially when it's just a Saturday. So we're going to start taking this curriculum to them. So I'm really excited about that, and adopting these group homes and having prayer partners, Sunday school classes coming alongside of us and giving them the support that they need and the love that they need.
That's really amazing. Well, one of the questions that I know that people specifically in Georgia are going to want to know is, how in the world, one, how do I get my children, my foster youth, involved in all of this? Because it's incredible. And two, how can I get involved as a volunteer?
Absolutely. Okay, so as far as getting our, you know, their kids involved, really it's just a matter of going to our website and signing up to receive emails. So I would recommend that. So that's waymarkfoster.org. And they can reach out to me personally too. So TASHA@waymarkfoster.org. And hopefully it'll come through DFACS as well. So we work with DFACS, we work with foster agencies, we work with group homes, just getting the word out about what we do, because it is a free resource. So we don't charge for anything that we do.
Wow.
So that's the best thing to do, is to go to our website and sign up to receive emails. And then all they have to do is sign up. So if they meet the requirements, which is just an age requirement, then if they can get them to wherever it is that we're meeting for that particular event, if they have the transportation, then you know, that's all they have to do. As far as volunteers, same thing. If they go to the website, they can go to the volunteer page, and it lists the different opportunities. Now, there are a lot more than that. So there are so many levels of involvement. I mean, you can be involved, at a camp, you can go as a big camper, all the way to being a mentor, which I don't think we really talked about community for youth. So if we have a chance, we may want to just touch on that real quick. But so the level of involvement, I mean, there's so many different ways, you know, if you've got, you know, individual that wants to be involved, or a group, like a Sunday school class or a community group. There's just a ton of ways to get involved, and the website really kind of details some of that, but they can also reach out to us and we can go through that step by step and really figure out what the best fit is.
Well, I love what you're saying, that it's through, you're asking for help through the body,
yes.
through the church,
yes.
like the church.
Absolutely.
God is calling us to engage the lives of foster youth so that the numbers begin to change.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that we as the body of Christ are doing our part to serve in the capacity in which he's gifted us.
That's right.
That we are to use our gifts for the health of the body of Christ and for his service and obedience to him.
Yeah, because some people just like to go fishing. What a better way to connect with a foster youth who loves to go fishing. So
I'm telling
David,
he's going to want to come fishing with your kids.
And I'll tell you, that's one of our kids' favorite thing to do. I mean, fishing. And then that, what a great opportunity to initiate a conversation. I mean, it's just that relational evangelism. It's just that as you go, and it's just hanging out fishing. And that is some of our best conversations are had during those times.
While you're waiting for that fish to bite.
Exactly.
That's great. Hey, before we jump into Community for Youth, really quickly, if you have foster youth outside of Georgia, because you said you're in North Georgia, so Tennessee, South Carolina, or anywhere, are they all welcome to come, or is it strictly for Georgia?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. Now, there's extra, I think, they have to get extra permission to be able to come across state lines to be able to participate in something, but as far as we're concerned, as long as they have that permission, then absolutely.
That's
fantastic.
They
can get them there. We have had some from other states.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Yeah. So tell us a bit about Community for Youth.
Okay, so the mission of that ministry is to create a support system for kids in foster care. So we provide opportunities to connect with adults. And so we do, like, for example, if you went to Royal Family as a big camper and you met a kid and you went, you know what, I'd really like to continue a relationship with this child. So then you would come to us and then we would talk to you about what's involved in being a mentor. So we would go through that process. So that's really where the relationship starts at one of our events. So we want it to be an existing relationship because they have so much more of a likelihood to be successful if there's already an existing relationship there. And we do quarterly events as well. We did that so that we'd have more opportunities for connection. So those people that, you know, maybe can't go out for a week-long camp or a weekend camp can maybe come out for a quarterly event, like going to Exodus Ranch or the North Georgia Fair or something along those lines. And so they'll, the same thing there, they'll connect and say, you know what, I'd like to continue a relationship with this child. And we have four different ways. So you can be a traditional mentor, which for us is that lifetime relationship, which to me is ideal because, you know, they've had so much transition, so much, you know, inconsistency, like in their life. And we really want to be the ones that are consistent. So it's really ideally that commitment to the age of 18 and beyond. And then we also have like the transitional professional support as they age out of the system. Then we also have tutoring and then we have a pen pal. So we have those four different ways to be involved in the lives of these kids. And our goal is to eventually have a mentor for every child that goes to one of our programs. For every child has a person to walk with them on this journey and to just love on them. So that is our ultimate goal.
Tasha, I would love to see Waymark blow up in all 50 states.
I know.
I mean, I would just
love to
see this grow. And so we're gonna pray to that end. So you stay active and fit so we can see this grow. You know, you're a living, breathing example of the word visit in James 1:27. And you know, that word means how God himself visits his people to help and to strengthen them, to encourage them. So to visit foster youth means to seek them out like you're doing with a deep concern for their well-being and then taking action to meet their needs, not just their physical needs, you know, but to
emotional.
Make those connections with them. And like you said, lifelong, consistent connections, because that's what I need.
Right.
That's what Tara needs. That's what we all need.
Right. Amen.
Tasha, we're so grateful that you came to talk to us today. And we're going to have your website and your contact information in our show notes. So if people have questions about Waymark specifically or about Royal Family Kids Camp, which is a nationwide ministry that people can get involved in anywhere in the country and be trained for,
absolutely.
Then they can contact you or the websites that we will list there. So thank you so much for your time. We pray
the
Lord's sweetest blessings on your ministry as you go forward.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. Thank you for the opportunity.
You have been listening to the Adopting and Fostering Home, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast and other relevant resources, visit sendrelief.org.